Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Thank you, everybody. Great to have you along for episode number 101. I worked at a radio station called K101 for a while. Had to get up very early in the morning. Also did sports, so sometimes I'd do sports late at night, go out and eat afterward, wake up then at 3:30. Glad those days are over. We've moved on, and that's why we have the Dave Holly Hour just for you to talk about Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations, where we bring you the creatives, we bring you the people that are in charge, we bring you everybody that's fun, entertaining, and talented. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. First, we're going to hear from the lovely Courtney Hardy. She happens to work at Kelloland. Kelloland Living has their Arts and Crafts Fair coming up. It's actually titled the Arts and Crafts Show, that you will have the opportunity to win tickets to. We'll tell you about that at the end of the show, how you can go about winning free tickets to this weekend's Kelloland Living Arts and Crafts Show. Oh, and my, we have the always entertaining, always fun conversation with Ruben Rodriguez. That's coming up later in the show. But first, we must get started with the things that we do each and every week.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner, it's here!
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty, we can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
Well, depending upon what time of the day you may be listening to this, depends on what you toast with. In fact, you may be eating some toast and you're going to toast with a cup of coffee, glass of juice, or milk, or tea. But of course, you know what I'm toasting? Jasper Newton, Jack Daniels, Diet Coke, and a lime, as I put this show together just for you. And what are we toasting this weekend, Eve? We're toasting achieving goals. That's how this show started off. I wrote down the goal on New Year's, but it took 10 months before it came around. See, if it were a resolution and not a goal, it would have been broken, I would have been disheartened. But instead, goals, even though sometimes they take a long while to come around, can be achieved versus dropped like a resolution. So, that's what we have for Toast this Weekend Eve. The Weekend Eve Toast has been brought to you by Ale Hop Brewery Tours. No matter what brewery in Sioux Falls is your favorite, Ale Hop Brewery Tours lets you and your friends choose any or all of the 8 local breweries. Best part, they take care of the driving. They've got a cool van. It sits up to 6, so you get to take your friends. Book your private tours online at alehopbrewerytours.com. But if you're already out and about on the weekend, hop on. You get it? Hop, like ale hop. Hop on one of their public tours. For more info, call 605-777-2183. Again, for the public tours, 605-777-2183. Take it from others that are very glad about the experience, including one that said, "I would recommend this tour to anyone, beer lover or not." Ale Hop Brewery Tours, where micro fans meet micro brews.
Honorable mention.
Oh, what brought a smile to Dave's face this past week? Well, all of you. So many of you that provided some great things in terms of congratulations about the 100th episode and the second year anniversary. Many of you saying, you know, here's to the next 100. Even had one that might be shooting a long shot saying, here's to the next 1,000. Oh, that's a lot of work. But yeah, so we're going to set that goal, right? Aren't we? Coming up later on in the show, Ruben Rodriguez. It's a fun one. Lots of laughing between the two of us. But coming up next from Kelloland, Kelloland Living has their big arts and craft show this weekend. Courtney Hardy is going to tell us all about it and all about her art that she does as well. That's next on the Dave Holly Hour.
Hi, my name is Jesse Moffitt, and I'm not a piano player. I'm a comic magician and hypnotist. I've been performing for over 20 years. I've performed at many events, corporate events, holiday parties, post-prom parties, graduation parties, state and county fairs, festivals, just about anything you can imagine. The funniest thing about the Magic Act is that I use a ton of audience participation, and that can make things really interesting.
Put it down the front of your shirt. Stop being so, I'm not, my hand won't follow it.
The best thing about the hypnosis show is that the volunteers and their imaginations really make it a blast.
Holy crap, dude, did you see what you just did? You could do that possibly to girls.
For booking information, go to Jesse Moffitt Entertainment on Facebook. That's JESSEMOFFITT. Or call 605-929-0964.
He's never met a meal he didn't like. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back, everybody. So great to have you listening, no matter where, no matter how, no matter when. That's the beauty of a podcast. Listen to it on your phone, on your tablet, on your PC, or, you know, download it. Maybe you got a really cool car that you can actually, you know, pick it up during that and so forth. If you're on a long drive or even just want to listen to part of it on your commute, it certainly is appreciated. Thank you for all the social media things you've been sharing as well. Appreciate it that you're on Facebook and that you like the site. Also, don't forget the new revamped DaveHollyHour.com website. Some fun stuff you can do there, including leaving a voice mail message. Very nice, I know. We're moving up in the world, and we're moving up because we get to talk about Kelloland Living and its arts and crafts festival that's going on this weekend. Woo-hoo! Here to talk about it. Now, what is your official title at Kelloland now, Courtney?
I'm our administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant, Courtney Hardy. And, you know, I remember when you started, you actually started in the Kelloland Living as an assistant to the producer there. So you're moving up the chain.
Moving up.
But here's what's cool is you've really had quite a bit to do in putting this together, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. So our first one was last year.
Right.
And that was just a crazy year in general with COVID. And then trying to organize a first ever arts and crafts show that Kello has ever done. So we had it originally scheduled for March, and then COVID pushed us back to October, and we ended up doing it in October and requiring masks and encouraging social distancing. And it was probably as good as you'd expect an event during
to be
COVID.
In a pandemic, huh?
Yeah.
Or as I refer to it, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then this year we, you know, we've got 1 year under our belt. We're trying to gain some traction. We're trying to get new. I think over half of our vendors this year are all new.
Wow.
So that's going to be really cool to see all that new stuff. And just the talent around here is incredible to see.
What about the vendors that were in it last year, you know, in a COVID pandemic? And did they say, you know what, it was good enough, we want to come back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that numbers were good as far as attendance goes, especially with it being our first show during COVID. But I think we had a lot of vendors, you know, about half of them, I think it's split about half and half, that have decided to come back and try it again. We're up against some more competition this year. There's some other events going on that people are doing.
Right.
And so we're gonna just try and hit it and hit it hard.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing anymore. If you are planning an event and people say, well, no, we can't do it that weekend because of, no, we can't do it this week. No, get out a dartboard and throw a dart on the calendar.
Yep.
See where it lands and go with it. But speaking of dates, then this year, it's Saturday, Sunday, correct?
Yep. So last year we did Friday, Saturday, and we did an exit survey from all of our vendors. And what they had suggested was that we try to do it on a Saturday, Sunday, because I think the turnout then is going to be a little bit better. So it'll be interesting to see how different it will be this year with it being Saturday, Sunday. Hopefully everybody comes out. We're going to have mimosas and drinks and just, it's going to be an experience.
Oh,
yeah. Well, all you say is alcohol and the
people
come.
Go, huh? Yeah. like Shaggy and Scooby.
And we've got food and we've got vendors. We actually just, we're having Sioux Falls Tempo come and play for a couple hours, both Saturday and mm-hmm. Sunday. So that'll be fun. They contacted Kelland Living on Facebook, and I kind of saw it and told them to send me some samples of their music, and it seems like it's going to be a really good fit then, because we had live music last year, and this year we're kind of going more for the background music, ambiance, just trying to...
Instead of making it a performance,
right,
per se. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that'll help with some of those issues too, with kind of having a performance but also trying to talk to people. So I think, you know, we just learned from last year and we just make it better, and I think that's what's going to continually be happening every year that we do this, is that it'll just continue to get better.
Right. And so we've got Saturday, Sunday this year. What are the mm-hmm. hours and where is it? And then, of course, how can we get tickets? And then we'll follow that up with a little fun.
All righty. Well, you can see us at the Kelland Living Arts and Crafts Show October 16th. That's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, October 17th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And we'll be at the Ramcota Exhibit Hall. So that's just right off of I-29
yep.
North, on the north side of town.
Yeah, yeah, and big space too. And
big space.
So how many total vendors?
We have... You know, we honestly haven't stopped accepting vendors yet.
Wow.
So I'm not even sure what we're going to end up with a total. But it'll be a good show. It's a really eclectic group of people. So we're ranging from jewelry to food to fine art and just some other things where people just repurpose things. You know, we've got a metalwork vendor, woodworking vendor. I just bought a cutting board from one of our vendors that I told I was going to last year. And I just got so busy with Arts and Crafts Show, it totally spaced my mind. He came in for a Kelland Living segment, and I was like, yep, this year's the year I'm buying a cutting board from you.
Yeah, and I believe I saw that Tara Barney is mm-hmm. one of those. It'll be an exhibitor there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been on this show before.
Has
and
she?
I love some of the stuff she does that she does. And speaking of repurposing, first of all, that's become a huge thing lately. Mm-hmm. She does great things with old vinyl records.
I haven't even seen them yet.
Oh, they're awesome. She makes them into little bowls that you can use for either, you know, chips and dip, or, you know, put it on the that little table that's right next to your entryway in your house,
you
and you throw your keys
things.
In and all that. So it's fun. And that's what's unique about an arts and crafts show
mm-hmm.
is that, you're going to see a lot of the stuff you've seen at every arts and crafts show, but you're always going to go in there and you're going to find something you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's even become more prevalent because of the repurposing.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like the creative minds of people. And I think as years go on, you know, you see other people doing new things, and that just encourages you and sparks you to just do even more mm-hmm. new things and more interesting ways to repurpose and make something new and create something really unique. So I did that too. I mean, I don't know if this is a little segue.
Yes, you're perfect on your timing. We've got the event part talked about.
Sweet.
You, as well, happen to be an artist. In fact, you are one of our favorite Sioux Falls artists. We have four prints of yours in our home.
I've known you guys ever since college.
Yep.
So long ago. And you guys coming to my senior art show, that was amazing. And doing just... for the first time having your art in a gallery and how crazy that right. is in that experience. And yeah, and then I've kind of shifted. So in school, you know, you have deadlines and you have certain projects that you have to do. So you have to complete this painting or you have to do this sculpture. And so I've kind of moved away from those traditional styles of art and switched it to be more home improvement, because I've owned a condo since when I was 21 and we just moved into a new house in June. So it's just been, my mind just constantly runs with projects on how to update and just make the place better. So we've just constantly been doing things. One thing that I did just recently finish was I got this piece of wood. I don't even know what kind it is. Oak, fir, redwood, I don't know, fake. No, it's not fake. It's real wood.
Well, this is not video. It's only audio. But her arms were spread about 4 foot wide, as big as her wingspan can go.
I can't help gesturing when I'm talking. I'm so animated. I wish this was, But
it's a big piece of wood.
It's a big piece of wood. Okay. Cut it right in half. First time using epoxy.
Oh. Are you talking about the table?
The table. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Incredible. Yeah. Carrie and I saw that, and it's like, oh, if we only had a big dining room.
And, you know, it's not even, it's a good size, and it's a little bit longer than a traditional dining room table, but it's a little bit smaller in width. So it actually fits the space pretty well. And my older sister is just, you know, she's great, but she's really bossy. And she started living with me in August and said, you're finishing that table before winter comes.
Oh.
So she kicked my butt in gear yeah. and got me to finish it. And I'm happy that I finished it. And there's a lot of things that I learned on that project. But
oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. But it's now our dining room table. We eat on it every night, and
it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
at least you know from the pictures, it mm-hmm. just looks fantastic. And if somebody wants to see a picture of that, where can they go?
So I posted it on the Keloland Living Events page for our Arts and Crafts show, just letting people know that, kind of putting a face or a little bit of personality into the person organizing it. And that's me. So I, you know, just wanted to share because, one, I was proud of it. Took 2 years. And I was so happy that I finished it. And also showing, like, I'm a creator myself. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons that I really enjoy organizing the Arts and Crafts show, is because I see that talent and I understand how long it takes to do that thing or how many hours or how creative, you know, all this talent is. And so it's just amazing for me to see other people in the community doing other things like that, too.
Yeah, the creatives don't necessarily go copy and paste.
Yeah.
even if they have an idea that they've seen from something else, everybody wants to make it their own and make it original and so forth. Mm-hmm. What got you into art in the beginning?
Gosh, I used to draw on road trips. My grandparents lived 3 hours away from mm-hmm. us. So I'd always just take, I actually used to try and copy and paste. I mean, that's how you get good at it. So you take a little picture of Winnie the Pooh and then you try and draw them. And so I've got pictures from that of little cute doggy, like puppy posters that I tried doing. And it was just something, there's always a certain feeling that comes with it, a certain expressiveness mm-hmm. That's really unique. And I think that's even with people who aren't artists or may not paint that well or draw that well, but it's something that's so expressive and so unique and so creative that you can do anything with, and your options are literally limitless. Because you can paint on whatever, using whatever, however you want.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with art everywhere, you know? And that's why we have so many of these art movements, and there's just been so many things that have been created that are just so different.
Yeah. So you've been in Sioux Falls how long?
I've been in Sioux Falls since 2013.
Okay.
I came here from Watertown mm-hmm. to go to Augustana. And sorry, Watertown people, I never wanted to go back. So that's what landed me here. As soon as I came to college, I was like,
well,
yep.
It's about the same time frame that I like to talk about. I go back a little further. I've been here 25 years now. But for me, this last decade especially, there has been just such that explosion of arts and entertainment in this town. And I just wondered if you had felt that as well, coming here, especially to study art. If you've seen that as well, and what you feel is good, and what do you think we still need?
Well, I think that I have a little bit shorter time span to reflect on. But I definitely, you know, as I was going to school, it was this pressure to make something and do something with your life. And sometimes I would question my art degree. It wasn't what I started off going to school for. And it's what I eventually ended up majoring in. And I always had the thought in the back of my mind, you know, what are people going to think of me getting an art degree? You know, how can you apply that to a job?
Being a teacher.
Right. Yeah. Or a museum director. Right. You know, that's the first go-to things whenever I say, like, I graduated with an art degree. They're like, oh, so do you teach it, or are you at a museum? And I'm like, no. But it's crazy the impact that art has in every single business. I mean, we're sitting here at our wine bar, and we've got a giant painting that covers this whole wall right behind us. And when I was at Kalati's, where you first met me,
exactly,
way back when, I was doing social media things with them and just reorganizing the space, the restaurant, just to look better and come off better. And there's so much art in everything.
True.
And regardless of whether or not you realize it, everywhere.
You are always looking at art.
Yep. Graphic design really blew up, I think.
Oh, I agree with you on that, because I just think in terms of logos, like you were talking about being here at R Wine Bar, I love the R that they have for their logo. I think of how much time I put in on my own, thankfully, all the apps that are available and different graphics and so forth, coming up with my logo. To think of the people that are the ones that put that part together to make it easier for other people, but... You know, the typical business card is no longer just Dave Holly, podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
It has lots of stuff on it, all the things you add and so forth. And, of course, that translates over to what? Social media as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that's one of the biggest movements that I saw from going to school. And I actually was afraid to go on the computer and create a design. I took a graphic design class starting my junior year there, and I was like, gosh, I just love the paper. I love touching things.
Right.
I'm a tactile person. So it was an interesting shift to start doing computerized graphics. But once you start, I mean, that's a skill set that every business needs. So I mean, you're there, and that's mostly what you find for jobs now. If you're looking specifically for art, it's graphic design jobs. But I volunteered at Jams Art Supplies back when that was still here. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a great resource for people in order to buy supplies so that they could be creative. And I know that we've had a couple art things here, like with all the drainage paintings.
Right.
Yep. And for the runoffs and all the utility boxes too, and creating those, just making the place that you live better by the creative people and the artistic people that live there.
And the things that we brought to town too, such as the sculpture walk and the fact that changes every year then, you know, so it's not just Sioux Falls has these really cool sculptures. Oh, we got to go back next year because Sioux Falls has new really cool sculptures and so forth. What's been your favorite medium to work in? Because you said right now you're kind of transitioning, you're doing some repurposing and so forth. But prior, what did you feel was your forte?
So I emphasized in painting and sculpture when I was in school, but I never painted. I hardly ever painted on a canvas. You'd see me painting on book pages or a bowl that was chipped at Kalati's that I took painted. I'd do mixed media things, so I would take like a money and sand it down. That's also illegal. Don't tell anybody. And then I'd paint it, and I'd add, you know, a notebook painting onto it, and it just, I could never settle with just a painting on a canvas, and that's me personally,
right?
Because there's amazing art that's created with a canvas, but that's just everyone's go-to, and I'm like, what else can I do? What else can I paint on? And I actually took a canvas and ended up like cutting it with the painting on it and then strung it back together through the wood frame that it was originally on. So I just took this painting that was wrapped around, that had a canvas wrapped around it, cut it up, wired it back together, and then ended up hanging it from the ceiling when we did our critiques. And that was really fun, and just thinking outside the box. And my old professor, my painting professor, Tom Shields, I just ran into him recently, and he was headed to a couple art galleries. We were down at the block party, the downtown Sioux Falls block party. And that was kind of cool that he, you know, he says that he still thinks about me from time to time. Yeah. And, you know, he told me never stop being who you are. And that was really cool advice graduating from college, and just knowing him seeing and saying those things and just pushing me to be the best that person that I can be, as cliche as that sounds.
Well, you're advancing beyond all that, though. I mean, we've talked about the show that's coming up this weekend. We'll recap that at the end here. But now we've talked about you as the artist. Now let's talk about you at Kelloland. And like we said, you started off as an assistant to the producer on Kelloland Living. You are now an executive assistant.
Administrative
assistant.
Yeah.
And so they've given you this whole ball of wax with the show. But what other duties do you have?
Sure. So I started off actually as a sales assistant. And so I was inputting orders and doing things like that. And I ended up like organizing our mail room and doing things like that when Kelloland Living had just kind of started. Mm-hmm. It was just into like its first year when I started there.
I always like to say it was in its infancy.
It was barely born. And then, you know, I just started organizing, doing things like that, and did my job well. And we opened up a new position in the sales department. There was a Kelloland Living event specialist where I would actually work with paid clients on Kelloland Living, which is kind of where I got to see a lot of the producing stuff, which was cool because, you know, that's where my creative side is. And so I got to work very closely with the executive producer and Ashley Thompson and Brittany Kay, whom you all should know because it's the number one lifestyle show in its time slot. And it's an amazing show. It just keeps getting better. It's just, you know, sometimes I even catch myself watching it when I'm at work. And it's not because I have to. It's because like,
you
I'm like,
to.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, that's really, what are they talking about over there? What's going on? And actually last year for Halloween, do you remember that host at the beginning of the show? I dressed up. I had a It mask on.
Yes.
And I hid in the studio. And towards the end, the executive producer motioned to me to go out and scare them. And they just freaked out. And it's still like, if I'm ever having a bad day, I go back to that post and I watch them just like screaming in like Britney's dress, just like flying up with her sweatpants underneath. And it just makes me laugh every time. So it was really fun doing that. And then there were some shifts at Kello, like any job.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Asenfort was the person who I was hired to be a sales assistant, and she moved up to the general manager position. So now she's the general manager and vice president and general manager at Kello, and she wanted me as her administrative assistant. And so she had wanted me to apply, and I ended up applying. So I've been in this position, it'll be almost a year now in December. And I do a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Everybody mm-hmm. asks when I work at Kello, it's like, how come I don't see you on TV? And I'm like, nah, I'm behind the scenes. So I just do a lot of, I order office supplies. I make sure we're FCC compliant. I do more than just organizing the arts and crafts show. I organize our holiday party, and we had like a CBS premiere party and our Sanford International Tournament. We're a major sponsor there, so I help set that up and distribute tickets and just everything like that, you know, that's employee relations. And I'm also like tacked on as the culture leader almost for the station. So just creating a fun, safe environment for people to work and be and not be afraid to just be like, hey, what's going on? Or, hey, I've got a question. I don't know who to go for this, but you know people, you know where to point me in the right direction. And so we're doing a lot of, I'm just, you know, I'm really busy with this arts and crafts show, but that other stuff keeps me busy during the in between times.
You also have a new gig there as well with one of the other channels that's part of Kello Land.
Yeah.
In fact, you did a funny voice just a little bit ago, but you're the new voice of, what's it called, Kello Extra?
Kello Extra.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about, and you enjoying it?
I love doing voiceovers. Ever since I started at Kello, I kind of like sneak down to marketing and just be like, hey, if you guys ever need a voice for any commercials, I'm here. You guys will probably see one commercial that we did for Pierre's Body Shop.
Yeah, I've noticed that one. That's from last year,
yep,
right?
That's
yeah.
from last year. We kind of did the Abbott and Costello kit that Nick in our marketing department came up with, and it's an awesome commercial.
That it is.
Yeah. So if you see that, that's me. Oh, dear. So I've always been just kind of, whenever they needed a female voice, I've always gone on and just spoke it like it was the most exciting thing in the world, like you do for commercials. And so then when we made the switch from MyUTV to Kello Extra, Mary wanted a female voice to be the voice of the station.
Right.
And
which entails, you know, all the things that you hear, like, this weekend on Kello Extra,
yeah,
and
yep.
stuff like that.
Dr. Phil at 9 on Kello Extra. Put a little extra in your life. That's kind of our tagline.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's all really right. fun, too.
Well, so we've covered all three bases. Yes. We need to go back, though, and talk just a little bit about the show once again, because,
sure.
you know, this show comes out on Thursday morning, and you have your show Saturday and Sunday, and we have free tickets. And if you
free
would like
ticket
a free
giveaway.
Yeah. Oh, you're going for it now.
Now I've loosened
and,
up.
And here's how it's going to work. If you recall, I said, we have this new website, and part of it is you can leave a voicemail. So if you would like to win a pair of tickets to the 2021 Kello Land Living Arts and Crafts Show, be the first. Let's see, how many we got? We've got four pair, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So be the first four people to leave a voicemail on the new DaveHollyHour.com website, and you win a pair of tickets.
Get your voices on Dave Holly.
I like that one. Can I hire you? I've already bought art from you. Might as well have your voice that I pay for, too.
Many, many talents. Yeah, you just let me know what you need. We'll take care of it.
All right. So the typical two questions I ask at the end, then,
sure.
is first, you know, you're part of the arts and entertainment community, especially, you know, your job provides a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not doing your job, you're not out organizing a festival and so forth, what do you like to be entertained by?
Entertained by. You know, I do a lot of projects at home that keep me busy, which I had kind of said before as my projects. I currently have, including me, 5 people living in our 3-bedroom house. So the energy and the people there take up, you know, a lot of my
right.
time. And we've added, my sister has a cat, and so I have a cat, and they didn't get along at first. So just watching them like finally get along is even comical and like entertaining for me. And I'm also, like, I have a boyfriend too, and so we spend time together, and he entertains me. He's a comedian. He's not a real comedian like you are, Dave.
Okay.
But he's
I was gonna say, haven't seen him yet.
But yeah, I'll have to introduce you. But he's a funny guy.
Excellent. And then the other thing is, but it sounds like you're probably gonna give me the same answer as any other hobbies.
I like to play guitar. I play instruments, so I played flute in high school for concerts and picked up the trombone in eighth grade so I could, because I wanted to try something new, and so I played trombone in pep band and tried to pick up the violin. I can't. I mean, I broke a string every time I tried to tune it. But guitar, ukulele, I've got some weird flutes too. Like, I bought a bamboo flute at a Renaissance festival and a drone flute.
We'll have to get together. I bought a nice flute at a Renaissance and I have yet to learn it.
Cool. Yeah, I got you.
So you can teach me that.
That's the many hats.
Yes.
Well, I'll be a flautist teacher.
Okay. Courtney Hardy, a pleasure. Great to see you, and good luck with the show this weekend. Again, give us the hours on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me. I've known you for forever. I'm so happy that you're doing this podcast.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy to be on it. Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4. I messed up on that one,
yeah.
But
yeah, that's why they say in Hollywood, take two. All right, that's Courtney, true. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir.
And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at Exo Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation. 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XL Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but All Caps Fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
He's just the eyeballs. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Ruben Rodriguez.
Dave Holly. What's up, dude?
Well, we're not even started. I was just going to do the countdown, but you know, this is a fun way to do it.
Oh, okay.
Normally, I would say Ruben Rodriguez in 3, 2, 1, oh. And we go into it, but you thought we were already started. We're going to leave it. I rarely edit anyway. Editing's a pain in the, you know what?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And you're actually in, well, the studio's a little room over there. We wouldn't fit in it together.
It'd be real intimate, I suppose.
Very, very much so. But we have gone ahead and we've made the corporate office here into today's studio to make sure that we can have you on this 101st episode. Of the Dave Holly Hour.
You know, when I texted you earlier, I said I'd be honored. I didn't realize we were kicking off our 200.
Right, yeah. You know, and thank you. Appreciate the well wishes and the gifts and so forth that you brought.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know we're going to talk about jazz. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff like we normally do. But I'm going to start off with letting the world know that you are an artist when it comes to making dessert.
Ah.
What was it?
It was...
How much do you charge?
Oh, wow. $5,000. I don't know for how
It'd
much.
It'd be worth it.
Or how long. Fair, that's a good place to start. But yeah, I made... Okay, every Sunday we've been getting together at my buddy's place to watch football, mm-hmm. and it's been rotating, and I got dessert last week. So
okay.
I made strawberry cheesecake and brownie bite skewers with strawberry and blueberries, and then I put a as an almond toffee chocolate ganache.
Yeah.
As the drizzle.
The kicker.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
It was something else. I can't pronounce it, you know, the way you just did so eloquently. You were even better at it on Sunday when you came into the party and said, "This is," and it was rattled off the tongue. It's like, okay. And then I took one. And there were only four of them. We had about 45 people at the party.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give one to my wife. And she says, no, let's hold on to those. So we did. So the next day, I had off. And so I had one more. So then there's two left. And then we had them that night before going to bed.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
Oh, my. So what got you into cooking then?
I guess just opportunity. It started as just kind of a thing in high school. I was, you know, I liked making. Mom worked a lot, so I made a lot of ramen. But it was always fun to try to spice up some ramen. And then college came around, and then budget became a factor.
Oh yeah.
So creativity had to be increased. And then, you know, also the jobs that I worked, you know, working part-time jobs at restaurants allowed for music schedule, and it was just perfect. Worked together.
Well, you know the old joke about the ramen noodles.
I do not.
Oh, yeah. A semi full of ramen noodles tipped over. Estimated damage, $37.
Accurate.
And there's the first good laugh of the conversation. So we're recording here at my home, and my wife is going to be coming home in probably, you know, 20 minutes or so.
Nice.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, I'll text her to let her know that we're going to be recording and to be quiet. And Ruben says, ah, nothing can be louder than my laugh.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, don't worry. Just walk in.
Yeah. She won't ruin anything. Just add to it.
Oh, my. You've been a busy man.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to be.
Yeah. Well, that's always the goal, you know, when you're a musician.
Yes.
You want to be playing somewhere. How about this weekend? You playing any place?
Yeah. This weekend filled up quickly. Tomorrow night, which would be the 14th at R Wine Bar, playing with Joel Shotwell Quartet.
Excellent.
So it's Joel Shotwell, Al Bervin, myself, and Jeremy Haig.
Is
going to be, yeah, he's...
That's a good group.
Yeah, it's complete powerhouse quartet. So it'll be great to be playing with those guys. And I think we're going to, yeah, I don't know, go outside the jazz thing a little bit. Jeremy sent over some charts that are like some old school R&B stuff. So it'd be nice to dig into the roots of that.
Yeah.
And then Friday night I'm playing at the Vanguard in Sioux City.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And also Saturday night playing at the Vanguard in Sioux City.
Well, if one of those two nights you run into a crazy looking guy that would be just a few months older than me.
Okay.
Named Gary Lewis.
Gary Lewis.
Tell him hello. Okay. Tell him I'm sorry that I broke his glasses in first grade, and he's never forgotten it.
Sounds like he wouldn't. Was it his birthday party?
No. It was in physical education. We had those little scooters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we had to do everything on that, and I was considerably large already in first grade. He was scrawny in first grade, and I landed on him, broke his glasses, but then he didn't wear glasses again until about age 55 or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he should thank me.
Yeah, he was malingering. You could see just fine. He was faking it.
Yeah, but he hangs around Vanguard Arts. He's a comedian from Sioux City.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, okay. And he's a good guy. And awesome. So we kibitz back and forth about our many years together of being friends.
At one time he lost the game of physics.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't such a pretty sight either. And oof. I don't think either one of us got in trouble, but we did get in trouble and had to stay after school.
Oh, of course.
In first grade, along with this most pleasant kid named Billy Baumuller, who would never hurt a flea, the three of us chewed gum, and the first grade teacher threw a fit and made us stay after school and chew one piece of gum for the entire 30 minutes of detention.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of gum was it?
I think it was Juicy Fruit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is a punishment because that loses flavor in like 3 minutes.
Exactly.
So that's 27 long flavorless minutes.
Okay. Off the rails on this conversation, yeah, just like that. Let's move back over to jazz.
Yes, music.
So playing a couple of times down in Sioux City this weekend, plus Thursday night at R Wine, which is one of the, I don't know if we actually call them a sponsor. Because we just give mentions for free to Ricardo because he allows us to record quite a few conversations down there. So that's nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We haven't done that yet.
I know we haven't. Yeah, because this was kind of a, you know, we'll be upfront about it. Alex Gilbert-Schrag was supposed to be on this particular episode because Slim Man is playing in town Friday night.
Coming back.
And that's put on by Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues. She took a much-needed vacation along with her husband.
I'm sure deserved.
Yeah, very much so. And came back under the weather. Yes. And they will just leave it at that. I don't want to give away too many things.
Yeah.
But she couldn't make it. So then, you know, here there was this party this past Sunday that a lot of people showed up at, including Ruben Rodriguez. And he gives me the great dessert that we already talked about and a nice card. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the gift certificate. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course.
And on his card says, "You ever need a guest, just let me know."
Yep.
And it's like, okay. I'm in a pinch right now. Ruben, what are you doing?
Dude, impromptu interview.
Impromptu? See, you could do impromptu theater as well.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Because basically that's what jazz is.
It is.
Yeah, a lot of impromptu. Improvisation.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in fact, I was thinking of this when you agreed to be able to do this afternoon. It's like, I know that you guys play with so many different people.
Yeah.
So if you play one song with one group and then the next night you play it with another group, it's going to be completely different. But if you do play it two nights in a row with the same group, is it still completely different?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on the people. It depends on the people and largely the setting. With the guys that we play with at our wine bar, those guys are all love like the American Songbook. They love the like the classic jazz pieces. But we've also played them for, you know, since we were high schoolers. So that's 20 years. You can only do the same thing so many times. So they like to get a little more adventurous. There's a couple people that'll run something, you know, really to the T. And then there's some people that have really cool versions of songs that are almost like signature. Like Joel Shotwell's got a version of Sunny Side of the Street that's just, I mean, just fun, upbeat, love it. I will never not love that song. It's so great. When Alex Olsen was still in town playing keys, he would do like a kind of an East Coast hip hop, like almost like Jay Dilla style version of Yesterday that was really, really cool to do. I've got a little twist on My Funny Valentine. We call it My Funky Valentine. It's a little like more smooth
Mr.
R&B.
Funky McBass.
Yeah. Oh, that name. College email never escaped me.
Well, you know, go with your strengths. You get one like that, you hit it, you know?
Yeah.
You're thankful that you have a great nickname.
Yeah.
But it was actually your email?
Yeah, that was just my email. I was, well, because apparently Ruben Rodriguez is very common worldwide.
Okay.
So after I tried Ruben Rodriguez, Ruben Rodriguez 2, Ruben Rodriguez 3, after Ruben Rodriguez 7, I was like, okay, let's just do something ridiculous. So Funky McBass, and I didn't have to put a number on it. So.
Oh, I love it. It's great. And let's see, is that the Twitter or is that Instagram?
Yep. That's my Twitter and my Instagram.
And Instagram, both. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know more about Ruben,
yep,
Mr. Funky McBass.
At Funky McBass.
At Funky McBass.
At me.
Yeah. Get on there. Make sure you find out what's going on with this man, because he is all over the place. But what's the fun part for you anytime you're on stage playing?
Oh, gosh, it is just listening. It's listening. It's cool because I've gotten to a point where I'm proficient enough at several instruments that people call me for, guitar and drums, occasionally some piano, vocals. Now I kind of get to choose the gigs that I'm taking, and it's not necessarily all about just being really proficient at one instrument. They actually more getting hired for my musicianship. So when I show up, I just love listening to the players that are there, like you were talking about, you know, when it's, you know, the same people each night or different people each night, just seeing what's there and how can I add to that. And that's always super fun.
Yeah, I love it that, you know, I think the first time that you were on this show, we talked about the fact that you were in three different trios.
Yep.
And none of them were the Ruben Rodriguez trio. And then eventually we did see the Ruben Rodriguez trio.
We did.
But what I love about that is just the fact that, yeah, there are some songs that are going to get played the same.
Yep.
But there's also just this wonderful way of a piece taking off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's so fun. I remember years ago, I don't know if you know Mike Connor at all.
No.
He's a guitarist here in Sioux Falls. And years ago, he was in a group called South Dakota Acoustic Christmas.
Oh,
and they
awesome.
They had that before the Haig Brothers. Haig Brothers started up after Acoustic Christmas had said, you know, hey, we had a great run. Well, the group that he was in also 1 year did an Easter special.
Awesome.
And when I was at Cal OAM, he and Boyd Bristow came in, and you know, we did the interview part, and then I said, hey, can you play us out going into the commercial? And it was incredible. And I looked over at Mike, and he had this huge smile on his face, and I thought, that is passion. That is happiness. And I see that in everybody in the jazz community here too. You know, you go around, you pick up, you know, you've already mentioned a few of them,
yep.
You know, and then you add another bassist, Andrew Reinhardt's
yeah. A monster.
Yeah. And then, you know, you mentioned Al Bervin, you got Dan Heyer,
of course.
Yeah. Jim McKinney. You know?
Jim Spears. Yeah.
And Jimmy Spears. Yes. Yep. Oh, my goodness gracious. And just, you know, it goes on and on. Jeff Paul. And you got.
That dude is incredible.
Yeah. He's got a lot of. His own stuff that he's done for jazz. Need to get him on the program yet too.
You should.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, he's a cool cat. And
well,
he's,
in terms of the drummers, I'm hoping to have Dan Heyer and Al Bervin at the same time.
That would be so fun. That would be so awesome.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Well, let's make it happen.
We will. I know that part.
Let's have a rhythm section summit.
Oh, rhythm section summit. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. You could use that as a new band name even.
I think about band names all the time.
I do too. Or album titles.
Album titles. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, somebody will say, well, and they'll have two different words and they'll go, but that'd make a great album.
Right.
What's your favorite one that you would like to have as an album title?
Album title? Oh, boy.
From Funky McBass.
By Funky McBass. Can we try it again? By Funky McBass. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, mine would be, as they say in Hollywood, take two.
Right.
This coming from the man that hardly ever edits.
Right. I always love the confidence of those like producers that even when you completely do not feel like it was a good take, they're like, no, that's good. That's gold.
We're keeping it.
We're, no, print that.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Okay, you know, James Bond, you know, the whole line of Bond.
Yes.
James Bond. Sean Connery forgot James. So when he was given the line, he was supposed to say James Bond. And all I could think of was Bond. He goes, Bond. James Bond.
That's fantastic.
What a moniker that's become.
And that's the iconic.
Yeah.
Wow. I love little moments like that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We can have a McBass. Funky McBass.
I forgot my own name.
Yeah. And then,
oh my God.
Yeah, then you have to have a hint for it. College email.
Yep,
got remember it. That, Ruben? Oh, yeah, Funky McBass.
Oh, Funky McBass, yes.
Okay. So what have you been enjoying about getting proficient in all these different instruments? I mean, we know you was being a great sax player. I knew you played other instruments. Didn't know so much that you sang.
Yeah.
Let's start with the singing first, since we just hit it.
The singing first. I have always enjoyed singing,
because mm-hmm.
It's the instrument that you always got with you.
True.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sing in the car, sing in the shower, sing walking down the street, sing at the grocery store. People find that very unsettling, but I do it anyway.
Oh, goodness. Especially if you're having fun and dancing around to whatever the, I don't know if it's still called Muzak, but you know.
Whatever.
At my age, it's, you know, my high school songs from the 80s that are on there now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the, well, I love those watered down generic versions because they don't have the lyrics. They usually have like some kind of synthesizer of the melody, and you can just say whatever you want, make up your own words, or if you didn't know the words, make up your own words. But yeah, so singing was always a love. And then when I got in, so I did choir in, you know, elementary school. Then in middle school, you can only do two electives, and so I went band because I was actually playing trumpet, not saxophone. And then I had to decide between orchestra and choir, and show choir had more girls. So
there you go.
So the decision made itself. Yes.
You were glee before it was.
Yeah. So I kept singing throughout, high school and college, and yeah, just loved it. As a bass player, it's very difficult to play bass and sing because a lot of bass lines are syncopated and a lot of melodies are on the opposite of that. So they're just kind of contradictory notions, and some people are fantastic at it. Your Geddy Lees and your Stings.
Yeah.
I'm not that gifted. So I always sang backup vocals, which was, you know, it was cool. I can just kind of pepper some stuff in the side. Then one opportunity came around and nobody in the band wanted to sing. It was a trio, so it was a drummer, a prolific guitarist, then me, and like, well, I guess
yes, I'm singing.
This is it, boys. Yeah, so that's how the whole singing thing came about. To answer the question, the best part about learning all these instruments is kind of starting to appreciate how the songs are written. I'm starting to see like songs that were written on guitar, because technically the way that the chords move around just makes sense. It's just like the next easiest thing to hit on a guitar, and the same thing with piano. Like, oh, this was written on this, or songs that are written by bass players. I'm like, oh yeah, definitely, this was a bass line that turned into a song. And that's kind of been cool to notice is the origins of it, because the technique can influence the musicality too.
What took the longest to become proficient at?
I say proficient as in I can sit in, and if we start together, I'll see you at the finish line.
Okay.
But I'm still working on everything. Piano is kicking my butt, you know. Mm. You know, with bass, you don't have to worry about one note at a time. With piano, it's, you know, as many as you can get in there, slide an elbow if you can, you know, whatever. And there's, God, just thinking about chords and versions of chords, and yeah, that's probably the most difficult right now is piano.
Yeah, I have a favor I'm going to ask of you. Well, I know quite a few bass players, but apparently none of them are old enough. There used to be a TV show called Barney Miller.
Okay.
And it was a bass line that was the song, the theme song. Ba-boom, ba-ba-boom, and then everything else would kick in. So
yeah.
I would love for somebody to, you know, surprise me that sometime and say, hey, Dave, you wanted to hear the Barney Miller theme song, didn't you?
All right, Barney Miller theme song it is. Everybody always...
Oh, you've got your notebook with you.
Of course I got my notebook.
Oh, and you know what else you have with you? Wave to the camera.
Yeah.
Yes, you're videoing
this. Hi, Mom.
This.
Yeah, I am. We're going to get some video of this, too.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. Even. You are such a sweetheart. No wonder people love you.
Oof. I'd say I'm controversial.
Hardly. Oh, man. So what are you hoping to accomplish yet in the music world?
Wow, I'd like to put out my own album, my own.
Well, as you would say.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. I'm trying, Dave. Yeah, and that's kind of the thing that I've been wondering about is, do I want to kind of, with my half proficiency at stuff, just record all the parts myself?
Mm-hmm.
Or what I really would like to do, which would probably take longer but would be a cooler album altogether, would be to go back and get all the players from Minneapolis that I played with and learned so much from, and get all the players from Sioux Falls, and just get people in on certain tracks and just write songs that I think they would really shine on. Because I would love to do like get some stuff with like Nathan Miller out of Minneapolis, or like Kevin Gastongue, or heck, Alex Olson, you know, if he passes through town again. Mike Green, my guitar player buddy that I started Hot Black Funky with, just that, like, there's so many musicians that have that I've learned incalculable amounts of information from, and they've changed me as a player, and it'd just be awesome to kind of capture that and get that on an album. So I'm gonna have to say, get a travel budget going, start getting these cats recorded.
What is your forte as a musician? Not just an instrument, but what do you bring if somebody says, hey, we want to get Ruben because he's so good at...
I think I have kind of a writer's ear, like more of a composer's ear. I learned technique because I ended up going to music school, and they have, you know, advanced technique classes and all that. But that was never really my interest. My interest was learning where my instrument fit in the mix of everything. And then, so, like I've been talking about, same thing with piano, same thing with guitar, same with vocals. So really my interest is in just the entirety of the music. So I think I'm more interested in making everything sound good. How does this go together, and how can we make everybody sound good, instead of just hey, look at this bass line.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about the fact that jazz is improv.
Yes.
As someone that's been in improv comedy a lot, that's, you're not looking for the joke yourself. You want to make everybody else better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that similar type thing, and that's absolutely what really makes things cook.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, you're keeping everybody on the train.
Yeah. And speaking of cooking, really, I mean, so where's this place you guys get together for football games on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's actually, no. You'd have to edit that one out.
That we would. But you do a great job with that, but man, you are just so fun to be around.
Thank you.
That's what I love about you, and you are such a great friend, and, you know, chipping in, filling in wherever you can, and so forth.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the usual things that I ask, and you've already probably covered them, but, you know, when you're not part of the entertainment scene, what do you like to go out and be entertained by?
Oh, boy. Well, I was... Now that we can go out again, yay!
Yes.
I've been going to live podcasts for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And been traveling to do so. So I would pick like one podcast that I really love is Small Town Murder and Crime and Sports. It's the same two comedians, but I'd pick a city that I haven't spent an abundance of time in and go do that. So yeah, I've got tickets to shows in like New Orleans, Nashville, Chicago, places I've been to like Phoenix, Detroit, Denver, you know, just yeah, like getting out and seeing new cities and yeah, checking out podcasts.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, any other hobbies?
Well, still the cooking.
Still the cooking.
I find it very cathartic. I like to read as often as I can, but it's...
Favorite author?
I've always been a Hemingway fan. But recently the stuff I've been digging into is a lot of like psychology and philosophy books.
Oh.
Yeah, when I get a chance to read. Otherwise, short stories, mm-hmm. like Washington Irving kind of stuff. I like kind of like macabre short stories because I have a niece that I babysit for, and she's three. So she requires attention. Like, you'll get two pages in, and then that gets cut real short.
All right. Well, Ruben, always a pleasure. Always delightful. Always entertaining. Thanks for being on.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Love you.
Love you too, man.
And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Thanks, guys.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
So, what else do you have for us? Nothing?
Thank you, everybody. Certainly appreciate you sticking around, and maybe it's because you want to know how to find out if you can win some tickets to the Kelloland Arts and Crafts Show this weekend. Well, yes, tell you about that in just a moment, but first let's thank the young lady that told us all about it, Courtney Hardy. Thank you so much. Ruben Rodriguez, my dear friend, thank you. And by the way, Carrie says you moved up on her list of greatest guests thanks to you bringing us Mexican food. Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. Also, thank you to the R&R Wine Bar. That would be Ricardo. And by the way, there is jazz tonight at R Wine Bar. Tomorrow night, Friday night, Slim Man returns to Sioux Falls. Very excited to see that show. He was one that he was in the early going of getting canceled and postponed because of COVID. But he's back and ready for it. Okay. Also, thank you to you listeners and sharers of social media, whether you download this podcast to listen to it later or have it for future reference, or you just stream it the one time, thank you. It's greatly appreciated. And all the shares that you handle on social media like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, to get the word out, that keeps building it. Thank you, thank you, thank you all so very much. All right. Now, we mentioned the social media. We have a website, DaveHollyHour.com. Switched to a different provider, one that is specifically made for podcasts. It has a cool little feature to it. Down in the corner is a little microphone. It shows up on every page down in the corner. If you click on that, you can send me a voicemail. And if you are one of the first four people to send me a voicemail on DaveHollyHour.com, you win yourself a pair of tickets to Saturday and Sunday's Kelloland Living Arts and Crafts Show. Again, voicemail at DaveHollyHour.com, and you win if you're one of the first four. Good luck. Remember, my name is Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional links section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.